This is infielder Brock Stassi, and you're listening to Iron Pigs Baseball on ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.
.1102 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs defeated the Rail Riders in Game 2 of the doubleheader. This is your happy recap for Game 2 of the doubleheader, for the doubleheader in general, and the highlights for September the 3rd, 2017, as the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs flew to a 2-0 victory over the Rail Riders. And what a performance by Jose Tavares. He was special tonight. Absolutely spectacular. Pigs gave him 2. He only needed 1. Got the job done. Pigs, what more can you say? They are in a position right now with tonight's victory. Not only did they win the Iron Rail, they did it. They won the season series with the Rail Riders, but if they win tomorrow, they're in the postseason. That's it. It's simple as that. Rochester lost tonight. The Pigs won both. Pigs own the tiebreaker. If the Iron Pigs win tomorrow, which would be their 80th victory of the year, tonight was number 79. Well, 78 and 79 both came tonight. If the Pigs win tomorrow, they're in the postseason, and that is that. Hard to believe. Now, as I said, Tavares was spectacular tonight. I mean, pull out any adjective you want to use for him. He was wonderful. He was tremendous. He was fantastic. He was beyond anything you could have hoped for and more. I think Tavares could have gone probably another 3 or 4 innings at the rate he was rolling at. He finished the day having tossed 86 pitches, so maybe not 4 more innings, maybe another 3 at the rate he was going. 86 pitches in 6 innings, it's not bad. But of course, in a 7-inning game, you don't need him to do any more than that. He did exactly what you needed of Jose Tavares. And as Matt spoke about during the broadcast, his meteoric rise with the Iron Pigs is almost unfathomable. High A to dominating the best team in the International League. And when I say dominate, he dominated tonight. The Rail Riders, record-wise, are the best team in the International League. They are the International League North Division champions. They are the reigning AAA champions. And Jose Tavares had them in his back pocket all night. It was truly special. Truly special. It was an easy 1-2-3 inning for Tavares in the top of the first. He got Mason Williams to fly out, Donovan Solano to ground out to third, and then he got Miguel Andujar to pop up. Pigs would get a base hit with 2 outs in the first. It would be Brock Stassi, but Christian Marrero hit into the odd 1-6-3 inning, ending ground out. Bounced off of Cortez's glove. Top of the second inning, and you're going to hear this a lot, 1-2-3 went down the Rail Riders. G-Man Choi, he grounded out to short. Tyler Austin struck out swinging. Billy McKinney lined out. Pigs got another 2-out hit in the bottom of the second inning. Andrew Pullen a double. How about Andrew Pullen? He doubles. He doubles some more, and then every now and then he hits big home runs like he did in Game 1. The guy is just a gap machine. Pigs couldn't get him any further than second, though. Carlos Tochi struck out swinging. Top of the third inning. Like I said, this is a theme. 1-2-3. Lineout went Jake Cave. Cito Culver flew out. Eddie Rodriguez popped up. 9 up, 9 down for Jose Tavares. Bottom of the third inning, Pigs got a leadoff single from Nick Rickles. After Scott Kingery flew out, J.P. Crawford hit a double. That put runners on second and third. Brock Stassi, though, struck out swinging. But Christian Marrero worked himself a walk. That meant the bases were loaded with 2 out in the bottom of the third inning and Angelo Mora at the plate.
Battery Warehouse pitch here, swung on a ground ball, past the dive of the third baseman, Andujar. It's a clutch base hit to left field for Mora. One run's going to score. Crawford's got to hold that third. Angelo Mora puts the Pigs ahead. First pitch swinging and driving one past the dive of the third baseman, Andujar.
Angelo Mora. Which, of course, meant that Matt Province broke out into song, and there's no more beautiful tune than after singing Angelo Mora's praises, literally, when he comes through with an RBI single. Pigs were up 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Dylan Cousins hit a sharp ground ball to the second baseman, Donovan Solano. If it's anybody else, it's a clean base hit, but of course, he has the lefty power shift on against him, and Solano was able to make a good play on it to end the inning, but the Pigs had the lead. And when the Pigs have the lead, the one thing we look for is the shutdown inning. So to the top of the fourth. Tavares got Mason Williams to pop up, and he struck out Donovan Solano swinging. The first 11 were retired. Miguel Andujar finally broke up the no-hit bid with a base hit in the top of the fourth, but Tavares got G-Man Choi to pop up, and that ended the top of the fourth, and the Pigs had their shutdown inning. Bottom of the fourth, Carlos Tochi worked a one-out walk, but nothing else doing for the Iron Pigs. Top of the fifth, Tavares got Tyler Austin to pop up. Billy McKinney to ground out to J.P. Crawford at short. Jake Cave got himself a one-out single, or two-out single, excuse me, and that brought Cito Culver to the plate.
Two outs, man on in a 1-0 game. Runner leads, pitches, caught on him in strike three, battles back from 3-0 to strike out Culver.
Tavares strikes out Cito Culver, and Culver swung out of his shoes twice in that at-bat, three times, really. I mean, the very definition of swinging for the fences was Cito Culver in that at-bat. He had one thing on his mind, and that was hit the ball 500 feet. But Jose Tavares was not going to be bested in that situation. Not tonight. Not with this on the line. Not Jose Tavares. He struck out Cito Culver. Bottom of the fifth, the Pigs got a leadoff single from J.P. Crawford. Game 1-0. But Brock Stassi flew out. Christian Marrero struck out swinging. And Angelo Mora grounded out back to Nestor Cortez. And that ended the fifth inning. Top of the sixth, Eddie Rodriguez grounded out to second base. Scott Kingery on a 4-3 putout. Mason Williams did the same. And that brought Donovan Solano to the plate.
Angelo Mora's third inning RBI, the lone run in game two. Now the windup, the pitch, and a swing and a miss, strike three. And if that's the final pitch for Jose Tavares tonight, he goes six shutout innings and the biggest start of his pro career against the best team in the IL.
What a start for Jose Tavares. I mean, we knew he was good. We saw how good he was. But there's a difference between being good and being clutch and being dominant and being able to beat the best team in the league. Jose Tavares was all of those things tonight. It was special, and it was just what the Piggies needed. Bottom of the sixth inning, Dylan Cousins worked a leadoff walk. After Andrew Pullen grounded out to move Cousins over, Carlos Tochi struck out looking, but that brought Nick Rickles to the plate.
They'd love an RMG insurance run. It's 1-0, bottom six of a seven-inning game. Pitch swung on a chopper through the middle, and that ball is through just past the dive of Culver, a base hit center field. Rounding third and scoring is Cousins. And Rickles, a big RBI single through the middle. It's a 2-0 game.
Rickles helps you do it better. All right, that's how it goes. Nick Rickles, an RBI single. Pigs took a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Some RMG insurance for the Iron Pigs, and they took the big 2-0 lead. Although that inning would end with a Scott Kingery ground out, nearly became an infield single. He hit it out to Donovan Solano at second base. But the Pigs had their second run. They were up 2-0, and that means one thing and one thing only. The International League leader in saves, the All-Star, the postseason All-Star, Pedro Beato, enters the game. And boy, did Pedro Beato make quick work. Miguel Andujar flew out G-Man Choi lined out with two outs. Top of the seventh inning, and Pigs one out away. Tyler Austin came to the plate.
Two outs, nobody on. The 2-2 swung on, hit in the air center field. Back with the plate, Tochi, by the track, stops, puts his glove up, and makes the catch. Ball game over. Sweep of the doubleheader complete. Pigs fly, Pigs fly. Pigs fly to a flat-footed tie in the wild card race with a tiebreaker and one day to go.
Was there ever really any doubt? It's a doubleheader. The Pigs thrive in doubleheaders. Like a pig in mud, is that the old saying? The pig in the doubleheader. The Iron Pigs, who came into today 13-4 in doubleheaders, are now 15-4 in doubleheader games. They have swept six of them tonight, the most important one. Pigs fly to a 2-0 victory. They're in a playoff spot. The Iron Pigs are in a playoff spot right now. There's one game left tomorrow. If the Iron Pigs win, they go to the playoffs. That's it. And there's nothing else to it. No if this or if that. No complications. The Pigs have worked themselves into a position where all they have to do is win tomorrow. And they are in the postseason for the second consecutive year in a row. For the Lehigh Valley, two runs on seven hits, no errors. For Scranton, no runs on two hits and no errors. Two hits. Two hits against the best team in the International League. No runners in scoring position for the Rail Riders. They left two on base. The Pigs were 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They left eight on base. Nestor Cortez, six innings, seven hits, two runs, all earned, three walks, six strikeouts. Jose Taveras got the win. He's 3-1, six innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts. And Pedro Beato notches save number 32 an inning. No numbers across his line. Time of the game, 1 hour and 34 minutes in front of 9,701 out at Coca-Cola Park. Pigs fly to a 2-0 victory in game two of a doubleheader. Pigs sweep the doubleheader. Pigs are in a playoff spot. Now, back in May, if you had told me it was going to come down to this, I never would have believed you. But all's well that ends well. If the Pigs grab a victory tomorrow, they control their own destiny. And with one win, not only will they have an 80-win season, not only will they sweep a series against the Rail Riders, but they will be in the postseason. Pigs fly 2-0 in game two of the doubleheader. They take game one in the bottom of the seventh inning with a walk-off by the final 3-2. They take game two 2-0 behind six masterful innings from Jose Taveras.